All right, so we've been in the series, and the series is called, What Child Is This? Now, we are in the last series. We are in the last part. This is part number three. Pastor Richard, he did tight. I didn't hear last week's message because I wasn't here, but the first week, it was pretty tight. Part one, it was tight. It hit me. So this is What Child Is This? Part number three. What child is this? Now, if you have your Bibles, how many of you have your Bibles with you? How many of you are taking notes? How many of you are mentally taking notes? Okay, cool. So check this out. If you have your Bibles, if you do not, don't trip, because we do have the scripture on the overhead screen. So let's turn real quick to Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 6, and we'll put it up there. Let's put it up. It says, "For a child is born to us. A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, who are they talking about here? Talking about Jesus. That's who they're talking about. How could they be talking about Jesus, but if this is Isaiah, and that's in the Old Testament? Okay. Here's some people shouting it out. Now, let me just paint you guys a picture, okay? I'm a father. Okay, I have two, I was about to say wonderful, but sometimes they get a little out of hand, okay? So, you know what, I don't care. They're beautiful in my eyes. They are the most perfect angels. I don't care what you say. My wife could disagree with that. So could the people at the store earlier. But to me, they are perfect, okay? They are mine. I have two beautiful children. I have one daughter who is 5 years old, and then I have one son who is 17 months. Now, I'm going to just straight out be honest with you. Can I be honest up in here? They're my kids, right? Okay? They better be. They're mine, okay? I love them with all my heart. Okay, when they hurt, I hurt. When they cry, I want to cry. When they're asking, "Can you open up this candy?" and mom is yelling at me, say, "You better not open it." And I'm like, and I look at their eyes, and they're just like, "Please, please, Dad, please. I just want this Snickers." And I'm just like, man, like, it starts hurting me. But I have to, you know, my wife, you know. Yeah, so. But let me paint this real quick for you. I love each and every one of you in here. But I will never give my kids up for you. Never. I will never do that. I will never give up my kid. Here, take my kid instead of them. Here, come here, mijo. No. No, I will not give up my kids for you at all. Not even for a yum, scrumptious pizza. The cheese is melting off. And I'm just... pepperoni just dripping off. Eat me. I will not give my kids up for anybody. I won't. Now, here we go. Here we go. But here, put Isaiah back up. Here in the Old Testament, they're saying, "For a child is born to us." Isaiah was prophesying right here. In the Old Testament, he was saying, somebody is coming. A child is coming. There is a child coming, and he will be born, and a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, meaning Jesus. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, here on earth. He sent his son for us. A father gave up his son for us. I just told you that I will never give my son or give up my daughter for anybody in this room. But God gave his son up for me. Everybody point to yourself and say, God gave his son up for me. Oh, come on. Say it with your chest. God gave up his son for me. There you go. You see, and to think that God gave his only son for each and every one of us. But there had to be something, right? Why did he do this? What child is this? What could he do for me? What has he done for me? So if you're taking notes for today, if you're taking notes, what child is this? This child is the coming. This child is the coming. See, throughout the entire Old Testament, they've talked about somebody coming. They talked about a lineage coming. They talked about, you know, something was brewing its way through the Old Testament. And that somebody was Jesus. Jesus was the coming in the Old Testament. Right? In Isaiah, they talk about him, a son being born. Also in the book Isaiah, they talk about it being born to a virgin. How did these people know when this was happening? This actually happened a few hundred years before Jesus even came. And the prophets were prophesying over this. And they were prophesying and they were saying, there's a child coming. He's going to be born of a virgin. And this is going to be the Son of God. It's crazy, right? In the Old Testament, they're talking about it. And yet people passed away throughout the Old Testament, and it didn't come to pass yet. But yet they still had hope. They still had that vision. Because why? Because God put it on their heart. And Jesus, what child is this? This child is the coming. So these people in the Old Testament, they were waiting and waiting and waiting for something. They were waiting for Jesus to be born. They were waiting for him. Some, like I said, some passed away. But then comes that night. That night when he was born, Jesus came. You guys know the story. He came, he was born in a manger. It was Mary, Joseph, a couple chickens. Couple goats up in there. What else could we throw up in there? Lamb, donkey, a cow, three wise men. What else? What else could we throw up in this? A camel. We could throw a camel. Anybody? Anybody else? What else was up in there? I wish I had a picture of this because at my parents' house, my pops goes all out. And he just starts finding any kind of figures he can. And therefore, there's like a little Latina lady rolling some tortillas in there. Comedy. I will take a picture and I will post it on Instagram for those of you that follow me. It's crazy. There's just some cactus in there. I'm like, I don't know if there's cactus over there on that side of the country. But you guys know that story. Jesus came. He was the coming in the Old Testament. But there is something else. There is something else that is happening. And we'll turn to it right now. Let's all turn to Acts. If you still got your Bibles, if you're still with me, let's all go to Acts chapter number 1. And we're going to start in verse number 6. Because he was coming, all right? He had came, the Old Testament. And then here in Acts, way after he was born, here in Acts it says, so when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him. Now, let me tell you this. This was after the fact Jesus was hung on the cross. This was after the fact. And here they're kicking it with Jesus. Can we say kick it? Can we say kick? All right, cool. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? Next verse, please. He replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. You see, Jesus is coming. He is coming again. He came, he died, he rose, and he's coming again. He is coming one more time. And he's coming for you Everybody point at yourself and say, Jesus is coming for me. If you don't believe that, then you best start believing it. Why do I say that? Because he's coming, and he's coming quick. And if you're not ready, you're going to get left behind. I don't know about each and every one of you in here, but there was a thing at the end of one service, and my hand went up, and I spoke the words for him to come and be the Lord and Savior of my life, because in his word it says that he is coming, and he's coming quickly. So this child is the coming. In the Old Testament, they were waiting for him. He came, then he died, and then he rose, and then now he is coming one more time. It says it right there in the book of Acts, which is now the New Testament. It says he is coming. But nobody knows the hour. Nobody knows the date. The only one that knows is God. It says, he replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. Let's go to the next one. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth. Next one. After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. Next one. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them, meaning angels. Next one. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday, everybody say someday. Everybody say someday. Everybody say someday. Someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go. Therefore, in the New Testament, in Acts, he is coming. What child this is? This child is the coming. He's coming. When will we know? We won't. He could come right now. But here's the question. Are you ready? Are you ready for him to come? Are you? Answer that. Are you ready for Jesus to come right now? If Jesus were to come right now, will you be ready? Some of you, what was that? That was Jesus. He's coming. But are you ready? Can you satisfy in your heart? Satisfy Lee. Is that even a word? It is tonight. Satisfy Lee in your heart. Say that he is coming. No, do you believe that? Well, check this out. We've been doing this groups thing. So what I want everybody to do is I want you guys to find a leader. Find a leader. Everybody get up. Everybody get up. Find a leader. 7 to 8 people per group, I think. Look for a leader. They're all raising their hands. There you go. They're all raising their hands.
My fear by the side of the road. I hear you speak, you won't let go. Fall to my knees to lift my hands to pray. God, every reason to hear again. The Father's love that draws me in. Don't my eyes will see his glimpse of you. Yeah.
We got 3 minutes. 3 minutes. There's still some people not done. They are in prayer. So if you could just keep it down. If you could just keep it down. Let them finish their praying. We got 1 minute. Make your way to your seats. You are still praying. That's cool. All right. I know you guys are excited, but let's tone it down. Let's tone it down. Let's tone it down. Tone it down. We still have people praying. Let them pray. They didn't bother you guys when you guys were praying. How many of you enjoyed your group? How many of you, now be honest, how many of you just went into the group and was just goofing off? It's cool, be honest. How many of you went into the group and didn't go into it wholehearted? You went and you were goofing off because your friend was there. Didn't really put much into it. Be honest with yourself. Because I usually do a walkthrough. Just walk around. There was a question that was asked. It was the second question. And it was, Jesus came and he's coming again. Who are you telling? I heard a bunch of people, which is cool. It's fine. That's your answer. But a bunch of people just right out of the, I'm going to tell my mama. That's cool. It's fine. But did you mean that? or were you just messing around? I'm going to tell my brother and sister, did you mean that? Or were you just messing around? That answers, that's your answer. If you meant it, it's cool. If you didn't mean it, then maybe you need to tell yourself a little more about Jesus. Or maybe you're at that point where everybody around you pretty much knows who Jesus is, knows what they've done, what he's done for you. Now, if you still have your Bibles, I still got another point to go. I still got one more. This series, What Child Is This? Well, this child is the purpose. There was a purpose for Jesus coming down. Jesus, he didn't come for nothing. I'm pretty sure he didn't come that way so, you know, you could goof off with your friends, or you could, I'm pretty sure he didn't come that way so you could keep doing probably things that you shouldn't be doing. I'm pretty sure he didn't come for that. There was a purpose why Jesus came. In the book of Acts, still with me, there's a guy by the name of Simeon. Simeon, in the Bible, it talks and it says that he was a righteous man, and he was been waiting a really, really, really long time for this day, for this night, when Jesus was coming. In scriptures, it says that he was not supposed to die, meaning he was not supposed to pass away until Jesus came. Now, let's turn to Acts 1. No, actually, sorry. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2. We're going to go to verse number 29. Now, this is Simeon talking. This is Simeon right here. And he says, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised." Next one. He goes on to say, "I have seen your salvation." Next one. "Which you have prepared for all people." Does that all include you too? Does it? It says, "Which you have prepared for all people." Not just Simeon, but for all people. That's you. That's me. That's the person sitting next to you. That's all the people in the main sanctuary. That's all the people in the back. All the people that come throughout this entire world. Says, "I've seen your salvation. It's for all people." Let's go to the next one. "He is a light to reveal God to the nations. And he is the glory of your people, Israel." See, there was a purpose for Jesus coming. There was a purpose for that night. That purpose was for you. That purpose was for you. Let me say it again. That purpose was for you. He came for you. But that question that was in this group thing, Jesus came and he's coming again, who are you telling? You see, there's another purpose. That purpose is you. Let's go to Acts, back to Acts, chapter number 1, verse number 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. See, you have a purpose. You're not here by mistake. You're not. The enemy could tell you lies all he wants. You're good for nothing. You're ugly. You're too thin. You're too fat. You're too this. You're too that. But you, Rock Youth, have a purpose. And that purpose did come for you, for each and every one of you. And right here he's saying that you will go out and tell people about him. That you're supposed to do it. You are supposed to tell people about Christ. Mark, you know what? I've heard a lot of this before growing up. I grew up in this church. I started in the children's ministry. And now I'm here today in the Rock Youth. Or you know what, Mark? I've heard this probably from my grandparents. I've heard this from my parents all the time. They always tell me, I've been hearing from some of the leaders here at this church, that I have a purpose, that I have a purpose, and I have a purpose, and I have a purpose. And that he has plans for me. But let me tell you, those people that told you that, they're not lying. They are not lying. You have a purpose. There was a purpose, and that was Jesus, and he came for you. But you also have a purpose. Acts 1. I hear this all the time, Mark. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people telling me. If I'm tired, then you need to tell yourself about Jesus. Got a purpose. You got a purpose. You got a purpose. You got a purpose. So do you. You got a purpose. 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 My leaders, you got a purpose. 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 I got a purpose. We all have it. We all do. Tell somebody about Jesus. Go out to your neighbors. Go out to your school. Go to your family members if they need to. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them. Let them know that they have a purpose. Mark, I feel it. I feel it, but I'm just not there yet. How do I get there? Mark, I've been hearing about Jesus all my life, but I've never actually felt him. I've never actually given him my all. Mark, I know I have a purpose, but something inside of me still doesn't add up. Well, Mark, I know I have a purpose, but I'm just not ready to tell people about Jesus just yet. Well, you're never going to be ready. You're not. Well, Mark, I kind of see where you're going with this. I kind of see where you're going. You're going to tell me that I need to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Yes, I am. You're going to tell me that I need to give him all my heart and all my life? Yes, I am. because you have a purpose. You do. Jesus came for you. He came for you. Christmas is about Him coming for you. It's not about lights. It's not. He came to save you for all people. Mark, I've never given Him all my heart, all my life. I'll tell you what. In a few seconds, in a few moments, I'm going to count to three. If you've never given Him all your heart,